You are tuned in to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard on the web at www.kboo.fm. The time is 6:59. Stay tuned for Ear to the Streets of Portland coming up next.
KBOO would like to thank the restaurants that have donated food for our volunteers today. The Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark, for providing breakfast. Open 24 hours a day and serving breakfast all day, as well as burgers, sandwiches, and more. Cannon's Rib Express for providing lunch. Located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, serving barbecue, including ribs, pulled pork, vegetarian options, and more. And Eorio Restaurant for providing dinner, located at 912 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, a locally owned bistro serving meatballs, cannoli, and other classics alongside Northwest and Italian wines.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the World Beat Holiday Festival featuring Ballins and Wamba Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th at Vida Bohem in Portland. Friday night will start off with the funky and jazzy World Beat band Wamba and late night African dance party with DJ Henry. Saturday night will feature Ballins local Haitian Zouk band, also with DJ Henry. Again, that's the World Beat Holiday Festival featuring Ballins and Wamba Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th at Vida Bohem, 1530 Southeast 7th Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listen, my friends, as I tell you, the spark that will fly, the spark that will fly, but listen, my,
into the streets, into the streets, into the streets, into the streets. It's in the streets.
It's in the streets.
Thank you for tuning in to Ear to the Streets of Portland right here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. And you're probably listening to us online at www.kbu.fm. I am Sequenia Zikiwe, and thank you for joining Ear to the Streets of Portland tonight. And KBOO is on its day two of the winter membership drive, and Ear to the Streets is trying to earn your dollars in support to help keep KBOO sustained and thriving. You can call 877-500-5266 to pledge your support for a great community radio station that supports you and supports community. Do I have got that right, Dell?
Yes, you sure did. You sure did, Saconia. Yeah.
I'm with Del. How do you say your last name?
Crescenzo.
I was going to say Sincendro, but that's not it. But
no.
at any rate, I'm very glad that Del is sitting here with me to ask you, dear listeners, Ear to the Street supporters, to help support KBOO. And
And we have a match right now, which I think is incredible because we have had some folks who have said, we want to encourage more people to donate. So right now, whatever it is that you give will be automatically matched a dollar per dollar. So that's kind of incredible. And this is all throughout our winter membership drive. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266. You can also go online at kboo.fm and donate right there securely online. But if you call, you can speak to our volunteers and they will gently guide you through the process of finding out how you would like to contribute, how much you would like to contribute. And no matter how you contribute, your dollars will be match dollar per dollar. So whether you want to do a monthly donation of a small amount, maybe $5 or $10 or $15 every month, the total for the year will be matched no matter what it is. But if you would like to also just make a donation of any amount, we welcome it because we are community. We understand every little bit helps. And so this is your time to do your little bit and support us and support what KBOO does for you, for your community, for all of us on this planet.
I like how you said your community, because that is what Ear to the Streets seeks to do, is to bring community leaders and just not community leaders. I don't want to say leaders, but community people who do great work, such as yourself, Del, and focuses more on Black Portland. And so that is the community that this show represents. Mm-hmm. And if you believe in community and you believe in folks representing themselves correctly, we definitely need your financial support. So go ahead and give that number before we get to our guest, Del.
So 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
Thank you so much, Del. And we'll get back to her shortly, where she will very graciously ask you to give money to KBOO tonight. We have a $300 goal that we're trying to meet between now and 10 o'clock p.m. And so, again, we are doing donor matches. So whatever you get, our matching donors will match that dollar, and it will help keep KBOO sustained. So again, give us a call, 877-500-5266. And Air to the Streets of Portland airs every first and third Thursday of the month. On the Ground production seeks to produce news, stories, and conversations from organizers, community and business leaders, and artists from Black Portland and surrounding areas, and highlighting them here on Air to the Streets of Portland. If you know anyone in your networks who is Black African American and who is in and who works in and for the community, or is an artist, please share the email address onthegroundkboo@gmail.com for best contact. Also, check out past shows for Ear to the Streets on kboo.fm website under programs and find other podcasts. And again, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. As always, a big thank you to new members and new members who will be calling in and becoming new KBOO members for your support for KBOO and Ear to the Streets of Portland. And I also want to give a quick shout out to Alexander McPherson and Damon Isaiah Turner for being guests on the last show to promote their event, their human rights event, which is going to be happening next Thursday, December 10th. It'll be happening at PCC Cascade Student Union Center, and it'll start at 6:30 p.m. So if you want more information about that, you're welcome to email me at onthegroundkboo@gmail.com. So tonight's Ear to the Streets of Portland has a couple of special returning guests tonight. With me right now is Avery. Hey, Avery.
Hello.
Avery was on the show a couple of months ago and did a fantastic solo job, and I'm glad that he's here tonight. He has an event, music event, happening this upcoming Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock, and it will be at the Live Action Theater, which is 1050 Southeast Clinton Street, right, Avery?
Yeah, and it's actually an art event.
Oh, it's an art event.
Yes, but there will be music. See, the thing is, it's an art and event, at a theater. Mm. So we're hosting it at Live Action Theater, and there's going to be visual art and video art, as well as like performances related to like music, sound design.
Okay. Sound design. What is sound? What do you mean by sound design?
Like John Cage.
Johnny Cage?
No, John Cage. Have you ever heard of John Cage?
I have not heard of John Cage.
He's a legendary artist. We learn about him a lot in general.
Okay.
In like arts, but he like had his own methods of like composing music and stuff, and like he did a lot of like performances, like one called 333, where he just opened the piano and then for 3 minutes and 33 seconds he just sat there.
And are you going to be doing that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we will get back to Avery shortly, but I just wanted to introduce him right now so that you can be prepared. He's got a special treat for you, and that'll happen at the second hour of Ear to the Street. So you want to stay tuned for that. Thank you, Avery. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next guest with us tonight is Miss Ruby. Ruby. Hi, Ruby Lewis.
Hello.
Okay, hold on. Let me adjust your mic a little bit because our listeners can't hear you. Now try
testing,
it.
Testing, testing,
testing. Nice.
Hello?
Okay. Yes. Ooh, there you go. Hello. Hello. Miss Ruby Lewis is also a returning guest. She has an organization called Please Don't Die Black Men. She was here a couple of months ago while we had a conversation around you know, black men and just community in general. And so she's back here tonight to talk about her organization that is hosting an event at PCC Cascade as well. But it is a Kwanzaa event. So Habari Gani is Swahili for what's the news. So give us what's the news. How have you been doing, Ruby? Let our listening audience know what's going on with you.
So I've been doing good. Hosting a television show that I'm still doing interviews for, interviewing black males who are 18 age of older and older, who have a job, interviewing them on what inspires and uplifts them. So I'm still doing those interviews for that television show. And of course, the Kwanzaa event as well. Doing that at Portland Community College and just, you know, trying to bring our community together in whatever way I possibly can.
Yeah. And we've been getting your emails and you've been keeping us up to date what's going on with Please Don't Die Black Men. You actually interviewed our guest that's with us tonight, Avery.
Yes, yeah. He is on one of the episodes. So
yeah.
And he actually played on one of the episodes too, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Small world.
That definitely a small world. So Ruby, in terms of Please Don't Die Black Man, we'll get to the Kwanzaa event shortly here. What is it that Please Don't Die Black Man seeks to do? For those who didn't hear the show last time when you were here.
Okay, so Please Don't Die Black Men is a movement that uplifts and inspires black males of all ages, and we do that through whatever way necessary. So poetry, music, art, dance, you know, any kind of events or anything like that. We are going to be opening up donations for our scholarships as soon as the same day as the Kwanzaa event is happening. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be taking donations for that. That's going to go. And that will be for black males of certain ages. We'll make sure we have the application posted at least by March of next year. But yeah, we want to inspire and uplift our race. Right now our statistics, they're really not that good. And so I want to,
Statistics as far as like how,
all statistics. I mean, like, you know, the amount of, you know, African-American males who take care of their children, the amount of African-Americans who are in prison, you know, homelessness, I mean, all kinds of things that affect our black race.
And do these folks that you're talking about in terms of the statistics, do they reflect in the television show that or series that you'll be putting together?
Yes and no. I wanted, in the television show, it's actually called What Inspires a Black Man.
Okay.
I really wanted to focus on what actually inspires the black men that I'm actually interviewing. Mm-hmm. So it talks about their story, talks about their background.
Okay. Well, we're going to get back to you shortly and finish this topic here in just a minute. But we are in a pledge drive, and we are asking for donations here at KBOO. We have a donor match, so whatever you donate to KBOO tonight during Ear to the Streets of Portland will be matched. And so we definitely need your support tonight, and we want to and we want you to join us and help to continue to build community where we all live. So help us do that tonight. 877-500-5266 is the number to dial. We're also looking for sustaining members. So if you can, you know, if you can afford to, you know, keep us sustained with $5 a month, $10 a month, we'll take that. And we'll appreciate that. And that'll help keep KBOO, you know, keep KBOO sustained, keep the lights on, keep toilet paper in the bathroom. You know, whatever it is that we need, your money will help keep us going. We are member supported, community supported, and so we are kindly asking our community of KBOO people to donate to KBOO tonight. 877-500-5266 is the number to dial. Where else can they go to donate? Dale?
Well, folks can also go to online to kboo.fm, very easy process online. You can also go kboo.fm/donate, and there you are, and you can fill out the information and donate this way. You can also pick thank you gifts that way. But you know, if you would like to actually have interaction with some folks, they are some volunteers right next to me right here that are waiting to pick up the phone when you call. So the number is 877-500-5266. And you know what an amazing opportunity and time to donate. Eastern Streets of Portland has been bringing you for over a year now this amazing programming, really focused on the Black community, in allowing folks to be able to share the amazing work that they are doing in the community. Like Siconia said, it's not just about leadership. It's really about all of us, just regular folks, and the work that we do every day to make this place a better place for us, for our next generation. And so that's what KBOO has been trying to do, support with a forum for the voices of all communities in Portland coming together. And this place has brought us together in so many different ways. We are one of the most diverse spaces that you would ever see in Portland. So you could also come and visit us. You could stop by at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, walk on in and meet us, shake our hands, and see what we do here, and make your donation that way.
Absolutely. And I also want to speak to the fact that KBOO does give a voice and provide a platform to underserved communities in the region. And communities where commercial media ignores. So, and we don't ignore here. We do our best to be focused as a laser beam, as some folks would say, to make sure that we help give voice to those who necessarily wouldn't be able to have a voice anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So we really would appreciate your support right now. 877-500-5266 is the number to pledge your support. And Dell, you also do a lot of community work, and you work with a lot of different diverse communities that you've brought to KBOO as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I don't live in this world by myself. No, I live in this world with about 7 other billion people. So I'm not trying to create a world that would work for me. I'm trying to work create a world that would fit and work for the 7 billion of us, right? And so I think that this is where KBOO is really a gem, because when we come together, then we are forced to have these difficult conversations about how we're going to be with each other. And KBOO has been engaged in that work. We have an anti oppression group that meets. We have a wall here. If you come in and visit, you can see the wall and you can see the resources that we study and the conversation that we've had together. And we do that because it matters to all of us that that we all have a place and all live happy, healthy lives in our thriving communities. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, online kboo.fm, or stop on by, give us a hug, shake our hands. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
All right. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate your support and you taking the time to be here tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and get back to our guest, Ruby Lewis, for Please Don't Die Black Men. I asked the question about what Please Don't Die Black Men seeks to do. Another question I wanted to ask was what made you come up with this concept, for those who didn't hear last show?
So in 2007, I had started, you know, I was part of the Black Student Union in Eugene, Oregon, at Lane Community College. And I realized that a lot of the statistics that we have, I couldn't find a lot of the avenues that I really wanted to focus on. And I decided, you know, I feel like African-American males die all kinds of ways, physically, spiritually, sexually, and emotionally. And I wanted to make a statement that said, don't die, but not just one type of way, all different kinds of ways. So I
like that concept, because it's true. I mean,
right.
You know, the black community does die a little bit in spirit in certain ways.
Right.
And when it comes to focusing in on what we have going on in our communities in some ways. Right. So I like that you said that.
Right.
And so how long have you had PBDM?
So I came out with the name in 2007, and I created it under an entity, under my corporation. And then in October of 2014 is when I actually opened the store online. And the store is just for, you know, you to sport, you know, different questions saying what inspires a black man, what makes a black man, you know, what keeps you motivated. That's pretty much what it does, you know, just wearing something that makes you think. So just like on the side of my car.
So, what's on the side of your car?
Well, because I have this big African American face, which is my logo, which I have not found any other people to have. And then on the bottom of it, it says what inspires a black man. I've heard a lot of people tell me that it actually makes them think. It's like a jaw-dropper.
Jaw-dropper.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah.
And so...
But I really want African-American males to think, you know, not just about yourselves, but about your community. What inspires you? What motivates you? What's going to keep you going? And it can't just be about money. It has to be more than that.
Wow. And, you know, and that's... So, some of the folks that I know in my inner circle... They say that has to be the first thing that, you know, men in general have to think about.
No, not necessarily.
You know, getting the money, you know, being about the money, you know, because the money supports the family, it supports the children, it keeps the family sustained.
Yeah.
And so, but you don't feel like it has to necessarily be just about that.
I don't think it has to be about money. There's a lot of rich people who actually are on drugs and go insane all the time.
Come on now.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a Christian. So what, you know, what the Bible says, what is a man who profits the whole world, but, you know, loses his soul, you know? So
that's a quote that my dad tells me all the time.
I mean, it has to be more than that. You know, as a community, you know, we're humans, you know, we need that physical contact. We need that, you know, to togetherness, you know. And I feel like African Americans right now are separated, you know. We're always, you know, we're not together, you know. And we need to come together more. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. That's the motto of America, but we don't even follow it. So
let me ask you this, based on your opinion, do you feel like you know, the black man is part of the glue of bringing that piece together, bringing, you know, families and the community together.
Okay, so there's two different standpoints to that. So from a Christian standpoint, I feel like the African-American male should be the head of the household, you know, from a Christian standpoint.
All right.
And then, you know, it doesn't mean that he has to run everything. It just means that he is the leader of the actual household. And I feel like, you know, the way our communities are now, it's almost like because the African-American male has fallen, they're in prison and that kind of thing. We have so many broken homes. You know, back in Africa, I mean, they always say that's where that statement came from. It takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they had men at the top of those households. And if you don't have any leaders at the top of the households, I mean, how is your household going to sustain? Mm-hmm. A solid rock is what you need to, you know, have a good foundation.
And so that's a Christian standpoint.
Right.
But from outside a Christian
standpoint. So from my perspective is mm-hmm. like I wanted to inspire African-American males first, and mm-hmm. I figured that if we have leaders, because a lot of women, especially African-American women who I've talked to, said, well, how do you follow a man if he doesn't even know how to lead? Mm-hmm. So if we raise up our African-American males, we actually inspire them, uplift them, and put positivity back into them, I feel like they will in turn be leaders, and then, you know, women will, you know, naturally follow. I mean, it's hard being a single mom, you know? Mm. So, I mean, I wish I had an African-American male, you know, to help me with it, you know, but I mean, it is what it is, you know, but I really feel like, you know, it's the best thing to inspire and uplift them.
You know, and a lot of communities may see differently, and, you know, that's cool. I think that, you know, that's what makes different communities and diversity different, is that, you know, everyone's going to, you know, see things in a different light and in a different way, which is cool. But in particularly for African-American communities, Black communities, and since Ear to the Streets seeks to speak on Black African issues, right. We might have a different concept of what family looks like, than right. the family dynamic in terms of traditional, like, right. you know, there's different alternatives, of course, but in a more traditional sense, you know, things might work a little different. And, you know, we have had, you know, villages raising families and being in communities and things like that. And in the last 50 years or so, it hasn't been like that. And so I could definitely agree with you that that because of the staggering behaviors of Black men and the way that the way Black men are these days, it's trickled down to a lot of our communities being dismantled.
But I don't even think it's like, you know, just because of how they are. I think it's like one of those things where, you know, if you put a person in a room and all you do is push negativity into them,
right.
you know, everything they see, everything they hear, all of it's negative. I mean, internally, they're going to think negative about themselves mm-hmm. and they're going to act out negative. I mean, you are what you eat, essentially. Mm. And every time you turn on the TV, you hear somebody, some Black man, oh, he did this and he did that on the news or whatever. And all of a sudden, oh, this Black man's being shot by a cop, or, you know, this, you know, all kinds of just negative stuff. And I feel like there is no television station which actually promotes positivity for African American males. I mean,
you're not going to find it on Empire.
Right.
There's you're not going to find it on How to Get Away with Murder.
Or not even BET. You know, like, I mean, there's nothing that, like, pushes like a lot of positivity. Mm-hmm. We need that, you know, constant positivity mm-hmm. in us in order for us to thrive and to grow. I mean, same thing with plants. Plants are the same thing. Mm. If you actually give them positive food, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to grow. If
positive
you give
light.
Them pepper and, you know, really bad, you know, dirt, they're going to mm-hmm. die, you mm-hmm. know? So, I mean, we really have to, you know, begin to, you know, speak positively and think positively mm-hmm. and actually push positive television shows and films and that kind of thing in front of our African-American males and let them know that we love them. You mm-hmm. know, like, you know, there's a lot of positive things that are about them, and they don't need to listen to what other people say about
negative
them.
Negative things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And something that you just said that resonated with me in terms of, you know, Black women. Well, you know, in terms of Black women, like, you know, I'm a single Black woman. You're a single Black woman.
Right.
And I think that for us, I can see how, you know, it would be nice to have more male leadership,
right?
More, more leadership with purpose,
right?
And you had said, like, you know, if black men have a purpose, black women will lead,
right?
You know what I mean? But right now they're just not respected,
right?
In certain situations,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I feel you.
And because of that, you know, you're not gonna listen to someone you don't respect in some ways.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But again, the African American males have to respect themselves too.
That too.
And right now, absolutely, I feel like their low self esteem it's a problem also on top of everything else. You know. So.
And so with your series that you'll be working on, your TV series, right?
Yes.
That is the goal, is to get them to bring out more positivity.
Right.
You know, to talk about.
It focuses on mainly positive stuff. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, I mean, it does go into backstory of like where they came from. But majority of the stuff that I'm talking about with them is what is inspiring them. You know, all positive stuff. I want African-American males to be able to watch it and be like, oh, OK, well, he went through that and he succeeded and he did all this. So I can, too.
Mm-hmm. And so. We're going to need to take a break here shortly, but I want you to think about one of the principles that resonates with you and how it fits with Please Don't Die Black Male. I'm going to read the 7 principles of Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is coming up. Kwanzaa starts on after Christmas and it goes till January 1st. And in that 7-day period between after Christmas and the first of the year, there's 7 principles that the black community is supposed to follow. One of those, I'll read all 7 of them, and I want you to think about what resonates with you, Ruby. The first principle is umoja, which means unity, and that is to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. That's what we just talked about right now.
Yeah.
And then the second principle is Kuji Chaka Julia. It's really hard
Kuji
to say.
Kuji Chaka Lia.
Which means self-determination. And this is to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. The third principle is Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make brothers and sisters' problems our problems, and to solve them together. That's what Ujima is supposed to be. That's the third principle. Fourth principle is Ujamaa, cooperative economics, which means to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. Fifth principle is Nia, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. And then the sixth principle, Kumba, and these are all Swahili names by just so that you know, listeners, which means creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And then the last principle, the 7th principle, is Imani, which means faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and righteousness and victory of struggle. So we're going to take a break. I want you to think about one of those 7 principles that resonates most with you, that you will practice not only during Kwanzaa, but also going into the new year and helping to continue to develop Please Don't Die Black Men. So I am speaking with Ruby Lewis of Please Don't Die Black Men. We're going to get back to her shortly, but we are going to take a quick pitch break to talk to you, dear listener, about why we are fundraising here at KBOO. See, we're talking about right now because it is part of community. Now, it's not going to always be popular. We may not be popular with some folks. Some folks are like, oh, what is she talking about? That sounds so sexist. Well, in some cases and in some instances, I can understand that. But we do bring Ear to the Streets of Portland does seek to bring different perspectives that may not always resonate with everyone, but hopefully it'll get you thinking. And that's what this community radio station does here at KBOO, is that we bring things to help you think. We're not telling you what to think. We're just giving you something to think about. And so we're able to do that and stay on air because we have members who become, we have listeners who become members, and they give their hard-earned dollars because they support community and they support what KBOO does. So if you believe in KBOO and you believe what KBOO does and believe in community, we definitely need your support right now tonight. Please dial 877-500-5266. I know it's getting close to Christmas. It's getting close to the holidays. What better way to give? What better way to show selfless acts of kindness by showing support to community radio and to community as a whole? 877-500-5266 is the number that we need you to dial tonight. If you are able to, you can go online at www.kboo.fm. Click there, or you might already be there. What I would suggest is maybe clicking on a different tab, bring up KBOO again, and then go to the tip jar, and then that is where you can make your donation as well. We've got plenty of ways to do it, plenty of ways for you to support financially and help us stay sustained. What say you, Dell?
Well, what I say is that one of this Kwanzaa principle, I believe, is so connected to what we are doing, cooperative economics. That's what we are doing right here, folks. We are trying to bring our hard-earned dollars, as Sokoto calls them, and bring them all together so that, you know, it can benefit our community together. We are, independent here at KBOO. It's just really rare to have community radio stations, any radio station that's fully 100% independent. We make all of our own choices. Nobody tells us what to do. And the reason that we are able to do it is because you, listener, support us. 80% of everything that it takes to run KBOO comes from you. It comes from me. It comes from a little bit of everybody bringing that cooperative economics. That's what it is. We bring it all together. And that's what it comes out of. It comes out as KBOO and amazing programming, and you listen and you love it. It puts a smile on your face. It makes you think, and it makes you a better person, because now you know that different folks think differently than you, and that's okay. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. KBOO.FM. As Sokonia was mentioning, end of the year, we're celebrating Kwanzaa. Some folks will be celebrating Christmas. There's lots of gifting that happen. And what a better gift than the gift of KBOO? What if you already have a membership, but you would like to actually buy another membership, gift another membership to somebody else? And that's what will be under the Christmas tree. Or that's what you would hand the folks that you love during this holiday season. 877-500-5266. Give the gift of KBOO and really strengthen our community. We need your help. KBOO.FM, or come visit us, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're waiting for you. You need to donate now.
Yes, we are waiting for you. Thank you so much, Dell, for helping us out and getting the good news about fundraising for KBOO. We really appreciate it. And so now we're going to go ahead and get back to Ruby Lewis, my guest tonight on Ear to the Streets of Portland. She's for Please Don't Die Black Men, her organization, which will be collaborating with the Black Student Union at PCC Cascade for a Kwanzaa event, which is happening next Friday. Yeah, next Friday, December 11th.
That's correct. On December 11th.
December 11th. And so, so for you, Miss Ruby Lewis, what principle resonates with you most as you do your work for Please Don't Die Black Men?
Man, they're all really good principles.
They are really good principles. And I really wish we would stick to them.
Right. But I think with me, it's going to be UGMA, mainly because making other people's problems my own, I feel like is a really big thing. As African-Americans, I feel like we are like crabs in a pot of boiling water. We constantly fight against each other instead of raising the other brother and sister up and then actually letting them pull you up as well. Mm-hmm. Instead of that, we're just constantly at strife with each other. Mm-hmm. And so making somebody else's problems my own, seeing a homeless African American or any, people in general who are homeless or, thing like that, and you know, just giving them a little food or something like that.
Yeah,
I remember my daughter and I used to be homeless. We used to sleep on the streets and stuff like that, and people used to donate food and stuff like that to us all the time. And it wasn't that I couldn't get a job, it's just I couldn't afford the daycare. So so it's just, you know, but if we work together, you know, like, okay, you know, I go and babysit somebody else's child, they babysit mine, working together, making their problems our own. So
yeah, I like that, and I like that as well. I think I like Kuji Chakalia.
Kuji Chakalia.
Kuji Chakalia. We're really trying to sound African right now. But self-determination. I think that that's so important. That's so important to, you know, focus in on self-determination. I think that having allies is wonderful. I think that it's great at a most appropriate time. But what's an ally if you're not self-determined and willing to do what you need to do for yourself first, right?
That is so correct. That is so true.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. There's some people out there who they don't, I mean, I'm not going to say no names.
Please,
But there is a person I know who I will panhandle for my child if I need to, but they are too proud to panhandle for their child. And they constantly are asking me for money, but yet and still, I'm like, well, you have to show me that you're determined to actually take care, do whatever it takes to take care of your children. I'm not going to help somebody who won't do
help themselves.
Yeah, who won't do as just as much as I would do for my child. So,
and I will say that KBOO does help community a lot, and so we are a great example of what it means to help and give back to community.
Yeah. I like KBOO.
I like KBOO too. I like it a lot. I appreciate it. What can folks expect when they go to this Kwanzaa event?
So for the Kwanzaa event, we have a lot of door prizes. A lot of people dedicated door prizes to us. We have, from the post office, there's a lady who makes ornaments of all the postage stamps. And so they made a Kwanzaa stamp. And so she's donated 200 Kwanzaa ornaments. And it has the Kwanzaa postage stamp on it. So we're going to be giving those away. I've painted an Anansi painting.
What's Anansi?
For those of you don't know, it's an African folktale character. It's half spider, half human. Also known as the Briar Rabbit, which Disney adopted from Africa, from Song of the South. That was originally Anansi.
Okay. Give us some history, girl. Go ahead. Give us some history.
So, and I blew that up to 18 by 24, and it's in a nice frame that will be given away as a door prize. We have some stuff from Anansi Beats and Drums, JP's Framing and Gallery. So we've got some pretty good door prizes. Also, there's going to be African dancing, African fashion show. There's also going to be some singing, some African drumming. There's going to be quite a bit. It's going to be a lot. So.
And so what is it, what made you want to put this together?
You know, last year I celebrated Christmas and I bought something for my now ex-fiance. But I bought something from him, and I really put my heart into it and went to the store and tried to pick it out, and he didn't like it and he was really disappointed. And I realized, I said, you know, with Kwanzaa, at least we have principles that we actually stand by when we're actually doing it. With Christmas, it's almost like, okay, well, you know, all about the Benjamins. And I felt like I really needed to get back to my African heritage, and that's what I've been trying to do a lot. I'm really, really trying to do that, because I love to know where I come from. And so I wanted to start the Kwanzaa event because I was asking some people at the BSU didn't know what the National Black Anthem is. And so I found that very interesting. And I thought, you know, I did this last year, but I did it amongst family. And I said, would it be nice to have it on Portland Community College campus? And then the students could also participate in the Kwanzaa celebration and actually get to learn some stuff as well.
So the BSU, are they the ones that are going to be doing the African dancing, or how's that going to work?
No, my daughter and I are going to be doing an African
dance. Oh, yeah, you says you and your daughter. Okay.
Yes, we're doing an actual African dance. We're having our costumes made by an African woman who has a shop on Northeast MLK, Fatou's Fashion House.
She has really, really nice stuff in there.
Yeah, so she's making our costumes. So we're actually doing an African dance to, it's called the Sound Sound of Africa CD. There's a drum solo on there that we're doing our African dance to.
Okay.
And then I'll be singing a solo as well.
You sing?
Yes, I sing too.
You sing? So, give us some chords right now.
When I think of Kwanzaa time, I think about my family, how we all come together of a common ancestry. 7 days and 7 candles. I can't remember the rest right now.
Well, no, you're just giving us some tunes. That's okay. That's all right. So, nice. Yeah. I'm glad that you're going to be doing that.
Yes.
So wow, Ruby.
I will be, yes.
You had actually brought some, brought down some items. That's how I came connected with you. You brought some items down here to KBOO. I don't know, beginning of the year, a long time ago.
And so we're actually giving some of those away too.
Two
hats, two shirts, Please Don't Die Black Men gear. We're giving away bumper stickers, so there'll be a lot of door prizes. So even if you don't celebrate Kwanzaa, come on down just to get some door prizes.
And learn about Kwanzaa.
Yeah, exactly. The actual programs that we're actually doing is 19 pages. And that's just one-sided, but they're probably going to put them on front and back. And it actually gives you a lot of information. And so that is our gift to the audience, is we're giving everybody a program. So.
Nice. And hopefully PCC promoted it and all that.
Yes. And the Black Student Union is actually printing the programs for us, which is yay.
So. We actually had a member from the BSU of PCC here Alexander. So you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
Then. Okay, cool.
Him and Red Hamilton, they work together
To
coordinate the BSU. So
Hopefully he got my email and saw that you were going to be on here tonight.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break before we close out this first hour with Ruby to ask you, dear listener, to donate to KBOO. Now, even if you don't listen to Ears of the Streets all the time, I know that you've got to listen to one of the good shows that are produced daily, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 360. We never close, just like, I don't know, what never closes, Walgreens. I don't know. But... but we never close. We're always open. And so it takes a lot of work and a lot of manpower to make this radio station run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we're able to do that by your contribution, you becoming a sustaining member, or, you know, you become a one-time member. But we really want to focus in on sustaining members. And so either way, we really would appreciate your support anyway. 877-500-5266. We need your support tonight. We are, like I said, we are at our day two of our pledge drive. We're going to go until, are we going until Monday, Del?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to go till Monday. and so we've got about, another 4 days to raise up to $55,000. I saw the website. We're getting there. But we're going to get there even more because you're going to donate to the Ear to the Streets between now and 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
So 877-500-5266 is the number to dial to pledge your support.
And, you know, if folks need a little bit of motivation, we have like quite a few thank you gifts, you know, because
what are those thank you gifts?
Yeah, because like, I mean, we want to give you a token of our appreciation. And, you know, I think as we are talking tonight, you know, we have this book that's available, Octavius Brood, Science Fiction Stories from Social Justice Movement. And, you know, very related to a lot of the topics on Ears to the Street, you know, really talking about how Black authors they're coming together in this anthology, and they are short stories really exploring the connections between the radical speculative fiction and the movement for social change. And it's really about folks imagining themselves in the future and through science fiction. And so what a beautiful gift, you know, that you could get for a $60 minimum pledge, you know. But there's also other stuff that are going on. There are is we have some archive, actually this newly discovered archive in Pacifica Radio. It's a speech by Martin Luther King Jr. from 1964. And so this is something that was just released very recently. And for $75, you could get an audio of that particular speech. I mean, you know, this is the kind of things that we want to thank you with here at KBOO, with more food for thoughts as we give you. You know, that's what we are about. We are about conversation. We are about educating each other so that we can be better people. Yeah. Yeah, it's food for thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, you know, to be healthy, we need to be nourished, right? Mm-hmm. And to be a healthy community, we need also to nourish each other with education and with culture and share with each other, you know, what we value and what we love, mm-hmm. right? Which is what you do on Ears to the Street. You bring mm-hmm. folks from the community that talk about what they care about and what mm-hmm. matters to them. And, you know, who else does that? You know, then KBOO is folks like you, Sequoia, who do it on KBOO.
And you do it on Bread and Roses tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow. You know, we have a newer a collective member mm-hmm. who is 18, who's mm. going to be hosting her first show.
Oh, nice.
You know, how amazing for a feminist collective, okay. right? To really bring the diverse voices of folks.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's what we do here at KBOO. You
yes,
know, we,
absolutely.
We try to break down some barriers and really come together, and we're missing a piece right now, and it's you, listeners, so give us a call. 877-500-5266.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dell. Appreciate your support and your help tonight. Thank you. Again, 877-500-5266. Please donate tonight. We really could use your support tonight. And so we got 5 more minutes left of this first hour of Ear to the Streets of Portland. I am with my guest, Ruby Lewis of Please Don't Die Black Men. She's been here tonight speaking about the organization as well as promoting the Kwanzaa event, a celebration of family, community, and culture, which will be happening on December 11th, which is next Friday. Give the website one more time, Ruby.
So the website is www.pddbm.com. That's Papa Delta Delta Bravo Mike. .com.
And what will our listening audience find when they go to that website?
So on there, we have the Kwanzaa celebration, which starts at 6 and it ends at 7:15.
Oh, no, I'm saying when they go to your website, what will they
find? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. But you can talk about that, too. You can talk one more time after that, too.
Okay. So on the website, you will find what our organization is all about. You will also find our mission statement, our general purpose, some blog information, as well as the Kwanzaa information as well. And the scholarship information will be on there as far as December 11th.
Mm-hmm. And that's where your television series will be as well.
Yes.
And when will that be coming out?
It should be coming out by March. Okay. March of next year. Okay. So,
and so it'll you're going to come back and let us know about it?
Right. Mm-hmm. So.
And you're also going to have at the Kwanzaa celebration next Friday, you will have Miss Joyce Harris.
Yes, Dr. Joyce Harris.
Yes.
She will be doing the libation. So
From what I understand, she's been a community radio host before here at KBOO before. She's a loved community member here in Portland for a very long time, and she's also put on a lot of Kwanzaa events over the years.
Right.
So yeah. It's really good that you got her connected. And like I said, she knows a lot of people, so you better make sure that she supports that and gets people knowing about the event next Friday.
Right. And that event, like I said, starts at 6. Doors actually open at 5:30, and the event starts at 6. Mm-hmm. And it runs until 7:15. Okay. And then after that, we have our Karamu Kwanzaa Feast.
Mm-hmm. So, and what's Karamu?
Karamu is a big Kwanzaa feast that you have after the celebration. Mm-hmm. Usually it's on the last day of Kwanzaa. But we're going to actually be having it on the same day for PCC students before they actually go off for their vacation, for mm-hmm. their Christmas vacation. And the Karamu will actually be at Horn of Africa, which is a restaurant.
On MLK.
Yes, on MLK.
They have really good African Ethiopian food.
Right. So they're having a Kwanzaa buffet. So and they're actually closing down the restaurant just for us from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. But there are tickets that you have to purchase, and you can purchase them on the website pddbm.com.
Okay. All right. And that is where you can get the tickets and enjoy a wonderful Ethiopian African feast.
Oh, but I just have to say the celebration is free.
Okay, so the celebration is free.
Yes, the celebration is free.
But to go to Horn of Africa after the celebration at PCC, you would need to go to the PPDM website.
PDDBM.
PDDBM.com website to get tickets so that you can go and enjoy the food and the rest of the after party.
Yes, that is correct.
Kwanzaa after party.
Right. Lots of music, food, and all kinds of stuff. So.
Absolutely. Well, Ruby, thank you so much for sharing your story, sharing what you're doing with the organization and the Kwanzaa celebration with Ear to the Streets and our listeners. And hopefully our listeners will make it to the celebration at PCC.
Yes.
And then follow up at Horn of Africa.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sis. All right. And so that's going to do it for our first hour. We've got plenty of music coming up between 8 and 10. I'm very excited for our next guest who's going to be performing here shortly. So you want to stay tuned. This is Ear to the Streets of Portland. We happen every first and third Thursday of the month. And first hour is interviews like what you just heard with Ruby. And then the last 2 hours is music. So, we've got more to come. So stay tuned, y'all. And this is Ear to the Streets.
I gotta be